Welcome to the Apostle Leonard Lucas III podcast, where faith comes alive in conversation. I'm thrilled you've joined us on this journey of inspiration, reflection, and discovery. In each episode, we'll delve into the teachings of Christianity, exploring the intersection of faith and daily life. From uplifting stories to thought-provoking discussions, we aim to deepen your spiritual connection and ignite your passion for living out your beliefs. Whether you're a seasoned believer or exploring your faith, this podcast is a welcoming space for everyone. So grab your favorite beverage, open your heart, and let's embark on a transformative exploration of Christian living together. I'm Apostle Leonard Lucas III, and this is Apostle Leonard Lucas III Podcast. Let the journey begin. Well, God bless you. We thank you for joining another episode of Kingdom Voices. This is Apostle Leonard Lucas III. We want to thank all of our listeners. We have connected with so many listeners all across the globe, many different continents, many different countries, many different nations all across the world. We thank you for joining, and we want to send a special welcome to our new listeners in Brazil, especially those in Sao Paulo. It's amazing what God is doing in the region of Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo. We thank all of our listeners for joining with us. It's amazing to see what God is doing. Today, we're going to talk about the topic, You Are Not Alone. And we see that from the scripture of Psalms chapter 56, verse 8, where it says, there is no reason to fear, for God has been there for you. You are not alone. Amen. And I want you to know that in your life, you're not alone. You're not fighting this battle by yourself, but you have spiritual weapons. How many of you know that the Holy Spirit is not only a guide, it's not only counsel, but it's a weapon. It's a weapon to protect you from the evil one. Satan has so many devices and schemes, and what he does is he uses those devices and schemes to attack you in your mind. What he wants to fight you in is in your knowledge of God. God said through his word that he would do things. God said through his word that he would be available. God said that he's through his word that he would make you victorious. He would set you up on high, but you will see that the enemy will fight you in your knowledge of that and make you very fearful. You know, I talk to a lot of people every day as a minister of the gospel, and one of the biggest things that cripples them is fear. I talk to a lot of people who are afraid about the coronavirus, even though that was a very serious pandemic, but I've seen such episodes of fear. People were just in fear all across the world. People were in fear, especially in America, about the coronavirus. People are in fear about this economic situation that we're in. People are in fear about these wars between Israel and Hamas. But God said, I've not given you a spirit of fear, but of love and of sound mind. And I want you to walk in that soundness of mind because the Holy Spirit has given it to you. And as you walk into that soundness of mind, what you're going to see is evidence. Evidence that you did not see from a fleshly understanding. Evidence that you did not see from your carnality. But you'll start to receive and see evidence from the Spirit of God. For God has given you this evidence through the Holy Spirit. What he says in the scripture, he will give you the peace that surpasses or transcends your understanding. So when everybody around you is chaotic, when everyone around you is confused, when everyone around you is going crazy, you can sit back and they can say, why are you so calm? Why are you so peaceful? Because I have the peace of God that surpass understanding. I have the peace of God, which transcends your understanding. And so today I want you to know, walk in the peace that God has given you. Don't walk in fear. Walk into that peace. Walk into the fullness of spirit. Because the Bible says where the spirit is, there is freedom. Where the spirit is, there is liberty. And you are free. And I'm believing today that through the Holy Spirit, you're going to make decisions that are victorious. You're going to make decisions that will bring in a prosperous lifestyle, not only monetarily, but also spiritually. I'm so happy to see what God is doing in your life today.
I'm so happy to see that you're walking in this power. I'm so happy to see that you're walking in this increase. I'm so happy to see that you're walking in this new door. Yes, the door is open to you. I'm telling you again, the door is open to you, my friends, and this is about to be a new day of discovery for you. It's about to be, again, I'm going to say it, a new day of discovery for you. And in this new day of discovery for you, you're about to walk into a greater level of spiritual empowerment. People are going to look at your life, and your life in the next 5 to 10 years will be a symbol of the glory of God. As I'm so happy as you're listening to this podcast, I'm praying and decreeing now that God's glory and His Spirit will rest upon you. And you're going to start seeing things differently. You're going to start seeing things with newness of understanding and newness of life. You're going to start walking in the power of your purpose. You're going to start walking in the power of understanding. And now, for the very first time, you're going to live, like the scripture says, in an abundant life. The abundant life is seeing that no matter what you've been through, that God has given you the ability to walk in a victorious mindset. So now that you're walking in this victorious mindset, the enemy can't rob, the enemy can't steal, the enemy can't move you away from what God said that you can have. This is your time, this is your turn, and this is your season, said the Spirit of God. So walk in it and receive all that God has for you. God bless you, family, and remember, with God, you're always empowered. God bless you now.